When I suspect it was bitterly cold here, it was awfully hot along the Indian Ocean of Kenya. I was in the community of Watamu, and I had gone, Watamu, Kenya, I had gone to a bar to buy a SIM card, not a beer, a SIM card for my phone so that I could call Mary, so that I could check my email, check the internet, and get hooked up there. And I got into a conversation with this young 22-year-old Maasai woman. The Maasai are interesting people. You'll see a Maasai man or a couple of Maasai people in this video that I'm going to show today. All Maasai men have this tooth removed. They all have this tooth missing right here. And they get, often they get branded, like a burn mark, a circle on their cheek, or brand marks on their arms. And this young 22-year-old Maasai girl had burn marks all up and down her arms. I knew she was Maasai when I saw that. And so she was helping me get hooked up with the internet. And what she didn't know was that she and others would get hooked up with Jesus pretty soon. Because she asked me what I was doing in Africa, and I told her I was a pastor who trains pastors in Africa. And just then, a 25-year-old or 27-year-old guy who worked at the bar said, he came over and he said, "Tell me some good news." Tell me some good news. It's like nobody's ever said that to me before, right? Well, I couldn't pass it up. What an invitation. Tell me some good news. Okay, I can do that. And so I opened my Bible, and I began to share with this young man and with this 22-year-old Maasai woman about the love of Jesus and Jesus' invitation to come and be set free and to be saved. And they were so hungry for the good news that they both received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior right there in the bar. What a great thing to happen in a bar, right? And then they said, "Hey, hang on a sec." And they went and they got somebody else who worked at the bar. And they brought her. And she heard the good news, and she too received Jesus Christ. It was so powerful for me. Because how often does that happen so easily? But the Lord had prepared the way. And it would also be, you know, within the subsequent hours that followed that I would be able to lead some of them in healing prayer for some deep, deep wounds that they had experienced in their lives. And it was a beautiful gate encounter. That's the beautiful gate. And isn't it true that the need is all around us? But the need in the developing world became crystallized for me as a call while I was on a trip to train pastors in 2017, January of 2017, First Press, the session gave me approval to go and join my brother and sister-in-law in Zimbabwe and train pastors. And then I would take a team or meet up with a team in Kenya and go by myself to the town of Bungoma and, excuse me, and do one of the modules of training. My brother Bob has a ministry called Tierra Nueva and the People's Seminary, and in that ministry of the People's Seminary, Bob developed what was then a four-part training, but now it's a three-part training called Certification and Transformational Ministry on the Margins. That's a long title, right? CTMM. And while I was pastor here, I went through that training because I knew that the Lord had put a call on my life to go overseas, and I wanted to take that training overseas. But I had to go through the training to take the training, to give the training. And so I went through that training on First Press's dime with my study leave money over the course of a couple years. And that training focuses on three main themes. One is, what is our identity and what is our mission in the world? What is God's mission? What is our mission? Who are we? Who is God? What is God like? And so that's module one. Module two is God's call to healing and holistic liberation. That God is all about the work of setting people free. Praise God for that. If you've been set free, you know that's a big amen, hallelujah, right? Yeah, amen. And then the third part of the training is social prophetic work of justice, advocacy, and peacemaking. And there's a huge need for this all over the world. But in Africa, it's immense. There's so much abuse, so much sexual abuse and things like that. So, excuse me, we entered into a partnership with my brother Bob and sister-in-law Gracie and the People's Seminary in September of 2018. And I began taking CTMM to Africa and raising up teams of leaders who could work with me. And the primary work of BGM is training pastors in Africa, and so that's what we're looking at today. In developing nations like Kenya, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, Uganda, Ethiopia, where I've been teaching, poverty is rampant. Everywhere you look, you see it. City garbage dumps, you see clusters of little children, you know, like the Sunderland-aged children, oftentimes barefoot, walking through broken glass, with clothes that are so dirty, you can't even think that clothes could get that dirty. And they're just with a stick, and they're digging through trash, which is oftentimes smoldering because it's been set on fire by the city to burn it up. And they're in there trying to find something to eat or something that they could sell to a recycler or something like that. And the needs, that's just a small picture of the need. It's overwhelming oftentimes when you see the kind of needs that you see there. When it comes to pastors, a shocking 90 to 95% of pastors in the developing world, and this is true of Africa, have no training in ministry, no training theologically, no training on how to study the scripture and expound the scripture. And that results in a lot of heresy that is being taught by the church. That's not a good thing. So, because the masses are so poor in Africa, only about 5% of pastors get any pay from their church. 5%. And that 5% is probably mostly the Lutherans and the Presbyterians and the Catholics and the Anglicans, because they're covered by a denominational mission budget. But most of the churches there are not of those denominational ilks, right? They're just a variety pack of the body of Christ. And 5% receive any reimbursement for their work. And they work hard. So to make ends meet, most of them are farmers, where they have some kind of small business on the side that they can bring in some income to feed their families, to clothe their families. And we're not talking big farms. We're talking like an acre of land, maybe, that they farm for corn, and then they sell the corn. So they're poor. I just want to say I'm so impressed by these pastors. Because I don't know how many pastors in North America would pastor full-time a church for nothing, right? Just because they feel God has called them to that work. And I don't want to encourage you to not pay David and Peter, right? You know, I mean, the needs here are a lot different than the needs there. And so the pay scales, when you are paid, are way higher here, but the needs are higher. You know, they can't wrap their brains around, how do you live in a place where there's a lot of snow for 6 months of the year and cold? Okay, they walk everywhere. How do you walk in 4 feet of snow? Well, now we all drive cars. What? You drive cars? How can you afford that? So, well, there may be Bible schools and seminaries sometimes in these countries like Kenya. In fact, there's a Presbyterian seminary in Kenya, or Bible school, college. The pastors that we're serving simply can't afford to leave homes. They can't afford to leave fields and families and go to the city to get training. It's a luxury that is dreamt of but is far out of reach. Beautiful Gate Ministries, through the generous support of contributors to Beautiful Gate, takes it to them for free. It brings the training within reach of these poor pastors. And so it makes a huge impact in Africa. Beautiful Gate Ministries exists to equip, encourage, and empower pastors and leaders in developing nations for their work of making disciples of all nations. Trainings are held in simple churches, often with a dirt floor, with plastic lawn chairs lined up for the seating. So you could replace the pews here for really cheap, if you ever think about it. Okay? Just go to Fred Meyer's and buy some plastic lawn chairs. That's what they would do, right? And they're open air. The wind just blows through because it's not cold there. So everybody sits on benches or on plastic lawn chairs, and the teaching is done in English, and it is translated into Swahili or Lugandan or whatever it is, the common language of the people, the heart language, which is so important that the training is translated into their heart language, even though many of them, as you will hear on the video, speak English really well. A lot of them don't speak it well. Many of them who can speak it are educated, and all the children there learn English. That's one of the primary things they get in their primary school. So we translate it to the heart language, but that's especially important for somebody who doesn't have the education and doesn't have the grasp of the English language. And so they want to get it in English. But they want to receive the training manuals in English, because English is kind of the academic language, the study language. So during the pandemic, I have not been able to travel, but the work has continued because I met a man by the name of Jackson Opalot in Busia, Uganda. Jackson came to the training module 1 January 2020, and I met him. He was so astute, and he would sit in the front. He always had a list of questions. At the end of talks, his hand would go up. Yes, Jackson, they were great questions. I love Jackson. He is super smart. He speaks like 7 languages. He's been to a Baptist seminary that was paid for by somebody for him. And he said, Andy, we need to translate this material into Lugandan, the Bantu dialect, the primary Bantu dialect of Uganda. He says it will open up so many doors for training in Uganda if we have it in Lugandan. And so I said, Jackson, let's get about the work. And so this last year, he translated Module 1 and Module 2 into Lugandan. And right now, he's in Kampala with 2 friends proofreading those 2 modules. He's got 1 more module to go. And so I've been paying him a little bit to do that, and that's helped him, and that's a gift. So he is really excited that we would bring this training to the Presbyterian Church of Uganda, of which he's ordained. And so that's what we'll be doing. So I'm working with pastors who are poor and formerly untrained. Their entire pastoral library may be just a tattered Bible. And I've brought 2 cases of pew Bibles from First Presbyterian Church. Remember the maroon ones? I've brought those with me. I'm not planning on bringing too many of those in the future because they're hard to pack around. But I hand them out to people and they're like so excited to get a Bible. You know, because maybe if, you know, I mean, they have a Bible as a pastor, but it might just be tattered. And so that's a gift to give to them. Through the work of Beautiful Gate Ministries, we're bringing training right into their villages and also covering the costs associated with it in order to equip and encourage these hardworking, underserved pastors. Pastor Androni from Malindi, Kenya, on the coast, I interviewed her, and she said, this training was so good. For me, I've learned a lot of things. This teaching is so important. I wish every pastor could have this training. While in Mumias, Kenya, I was teaching on the ministry of healing, our 2nd module, and sensed by the Spirit of God that the Lord wanted to heal somebody with a skin disease. And so I was like, well, I'm going to step out in faith and I'm going to go for it and say, hey, is there anybody here who has a skin disease? I believe the Lord wants to heal this. And this woman, back about 2/3 of the way on the right-hand side, her name's Bibian. She raised her hand and she came forward. She's a middle-aged woman, and And she told us, she said, you know, I've had this skin disease, this rash all over my body for 25 years. And I would like prayer. And so I laid hands on her and I prayed for the healing of this skin disease. And she said, thank you. And she went and sat down. And we didn't know if anything happened, right? But a year later, almost, well, 9 months, 8 months later, I came back in the fall, and I came to preach at her church. No, it was to do the third module, the last module. And she came up to me, and she was so excited. She said, look at my arms. She said, the disease is gone. She says, when I left the church, after you prayed for me, my skin began to clear up. And this disease has left me. Praise God. She said, 25 years I had this, and it ran in her family. It was like a generational thing. And she said, I had to wear long sleeve shirts because I was so embarrassed about my arms. They looked so bad. But now look, I have short sleeve blouse. And so she was a pastor. Her husband was a pastor. She was a medic for 25 years. And took all these medicines that the doctors told her to take for it. Nothing helped, but Jesus did it. The power of Jesus. The name of Jesus. That's an awesome thing. So now Bibian knows that there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. And she can walk in the authority of God as a pastor. And teach and pray for the sick with authority. In Kitale, Kenya, a bishop by the name of Patrick Watongu was miraculously healed after... I sensed that the Lord wanted to heal people with back pain in that moment, and I just took a chance, and I stepped out and said, does anybody here have back pain? And he raised his hand, and he came forward, and I prayed for him, and his back pain left just like that. He said, I have suffered from severe back pain for 12 years, and Jesus just took it away. And by the way, it's still away. I know. So he's pretty jazzed about that. The power of the name of Jesus. I have so many stories of God's transforming grace. While in Busia in January of 2020, we had 150 pastors and leaders graduate from a four-day training on Christian identity and mission. And those same leaders are awaiting Module 2. They are excited for that to come, but they've waited for over a year now, and they're going to get it in October because I bought my tickets. I bought my tickets with mileage that was given to me by First Presbyterian Church. Okay? So the mileage was going to expire at the end of May. So I bought my ticket this early before that happened. And I have a round-trip ticket to Kenya. So praise God and thank you for that. So everywhere I go, pastors travel long distances. They come into these humble places. We provide for about $100 per training, per pastor. They can go through one of the modules for $100. That covers our administrative costs here, my travel to and from, back, to Kenya and back. It covers a training manual for that person. It covers lunch every day for the 4 days that they're in the training. It covers my team expenses, their transportation, their hotel, their food, and a stipend that they get. And so that's pretty cheap training when you think about it. So they are just humble and grateful. In Mumias, at the end of that training, they wanted to express gratitude. And so they had a little service after lunch before we left for the airport. And people got up and they just gave speeches of gratitude, and then people started to bring forward gifts and lay them in front of me on this table. What were the kind of gifts that they brought up? Bags of corn, laundry soap, some shillings, a live chicken. I'm thinking, how am I going to get that live chicken back to Alaska? I was so overwhelmed and blessed by these gifts that were given out of their poverty, out of gratitude. They were giving a lot. And from our point of view, it may have seemed like a little, but it was a lot for them. So anyway, this training is valuable. You're going to see a video in just a second. Beautiful Gate Ministries is into its third year now, and I'm still trying to build a financial support base. I'm hoping that in going to the Spokane area of Washington State, I'll be able to expand some support base through churches there, and just kind of, you know, cut $600 to $800 in airfare out of the travel to Africa, as well as about 5 or 6 hours, because it's a long trip, 24, 26 hours one way to travel to Africa or back. So over the years, First Presbyterian Church has birthed many really exciting ministries. And if you don't know this about this church, you need to know it. This is a birthing church. First Presbyterian Church birthed Love in the Name of Christ. Terry Reichert was the first director. She was a member of this church. First Presbyterian Church, under the ministry of Mabel Rasmussen, birthed the prison ministry, which is going strong today. First Presbyterian Church birthed the Well, which continues to minister to people off the streets down here in Fairbanks, Alaska. They birthed the Aviation Fellowship, which was ministering into the villages, and that's not going anymore, and that was under Jim Malangowski. And really, if you think about it, Beautiful Gate Ministries was birthed here. And I think you need to know that. And you will experience blessing by supporting this ministry. It's something that came out of the walls of this church. And so it ministers to pastors and leaders all over Africa. They're being impacted. But not just pastors and leaders, also other people, like those three people along the coast of Kenya that met Jesus in a bar, right? Or the three Muslim women that walked into our training in Busia, Uganda, and sat through 4 days of training, not knowing Jesus, but really intrigued by what they were hearing. They're all head covering, you know, all in the Muslim garb. And after I left, the pastor of that church who hosted that training said, you know, they started coming to church and they gave their lives to Jesus and I baptized them. And I think that is so cool, right? So thank you for the opportunity to share about this work, which started here, really. I bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want us to see a video right now, and I think you'll be blessed by the video. Some of the English is a little hard to understand, maybe, so listen carefully, okay? And if you have questions, I'm going to be out here after the service. There's cookies out there and coffee that's been provided by the congregation. I've got an informational update newsletter. I have a response card if you want to participate personally in this work through giving, through prayer, receiving our email updates, any way you want to respond. If you take one of those cards, there's also an address for the P.O. box where donations are given on the back of the card, okay? But all that's also in that newsletter. All right, so Paul, go ahead and let's watch the video.
Pastor Alfred Mapesa Daraja. I'm from Kenya. My denomination or church is Lord's House of Prayer and Habitation Ministry. I want to thank God for Brother Auntie with the team since we started this model 1, model 2, and 3. I want to thank God that God, by the God, the God's grace, God is using Auntie on a greater way, on a gift of healing, teaching. And through this teaching, the three models, they deeply We have understand the word of God because we have been having group work, discussing and getting the context in the teachings. And we would have time for prayer. And if you see most of this video, most of Kenyans were falling down because they were receiving power and some were being delivered. And we want to thank God that anybody sponsoring this course, that continue to sponsor him, he may reach many souls, because now from here we are being graduated to continue teaching this word of God that is we have understood through him. God bless.
I'm Bernard Barumari. I came all along from Laitoktok in my county Kajiado. And I came here and attended the session, and absolutely I'm very blessed. I've enjoyed, I learned all about the Bible. Because in our area, it is very hard to get this time, at least little time, and learn the Bible. But today, I have something that I can tell my fellow friends and my brothers once I will be back to my motherland. And I really appreciate with what the good people of God, the teachers we got it. In fact, they instill something good in our minds that will portray us to be in a good environment, how to stay, and mostly to know our part as human. Secondly, we have gained an advantage to know our authority and identity. There before we know nothing about our authority and identity. But now I have something I can say to the rest of my people.
I'm Reverend Dominic Bogo from Kitale. I've been in through this training now. The third day, there's been so much help to my life. I've gotten deeper revelation of the word of God, mostly from Genesis, and some deeper revelation also in how we relate to the nations, tribes. Lily Pastor Andy has impacted a lot of knowledge to us, and we have received some revelations that we have never received before. We thank God for the sacrifice that he has come all the way to come and impart this knowledge to us. We are so much grateful, and we pray that God will continue to make him a blessing to us and the team, to continue to be a blessing to our ministries. Because from these teachings, we have learned a lot, and we are going back to our churches to teach other readers to continue to spread the gospel of Christ with knowledge and wisdom, which we did not have there before. So we thank God even for the next module that we shall be doing. We pray that God will give you the grace and the love to continue being a help and a way of imparting more knowledge to us, so that we may also be a blessing to the body of Christ in Kenya and to the uttermost part of our land. We thank God. God bless you. God, you good. We are so much blessed. Amen.
My name is Anne Beatrice Mumia. Since we started learning these modules, it has given everybody a room to participate in the Bible, say the his or her mind, what she knows about the Bible. And in module 2, I learned that as Christians, that those who have received Jesus, they have characters that they resemble godly. And in this module 3, I have learned that when we welcome strangers, we might welcome the angels.
Daphne, I am 27 years old, and today I experienced a miracle. I had a tumor in my left breast. It was back in 2009, and today the servant of God here saved somebody who has a tumor and needs a healing, and that was me. And prayed for me and I received my healing. And I want to thank God for that.
I'm Pastor Alice Simeo. I preach with the Life Fountain Church in the Kitale region in an area called Metume. I've been in this training and I'm happy about it. I've benefited enough. And the way I'm seeing it, that the knowledge I've got from this training, I'm going also to teach my fellow pastors in my ministry, and they're going to benefit enough. My congratulations goes to the owner who is Pastor Andrew, who brought this training, and also I'm happy about the materials and also the way they have presented to us this training. Thank you very much.
James here, Pastor Jameson Atoya, and I'm so glad to have these teachings of module 1, 2, and 3. I'm so grateful because now I'm seeing in my church, even myself, I'm transformed through these teachings, especially the module that I've gone through, and it is helping me now. It is now changing my life. It is a module 2. That is it is a healing and holistic liberation. Really, it is now touching me, and now it is making me to reach others. Because like we have people in our community, those who are Muslims, but they are undergoing the hurtings in their lives. Because now, through these teachings, and now I'm penetrating and teaching them and sharing them about the love of God and how they can be healed through that their hurtings. Praise the Lord. So I'm so grateful because of our dear brother, Reverend Andrew, who brought these teachings. I'm so helpful because of him. And he's of our blessings of our country, Kenya. Praise the Lord. Secondly, I want to thank God because of everybody who is taking this to be part of these teachings. You are enabling this man of God to come to us, and you are enabling, though you are not coming here with, you are not here with us, but through you, you are enabling this man to reach us. And I know we are now learning, and we are now able to reach up and reach with this gospel and this love of God. Praise the Lord. So I want you, whoever hears my voice, whoever sees me, please, this is the right man of God. And I believe that he is God who sent him here in Kenya. He is doing something special in the sight of God. Because of you, your support, I believe he is going to reach the entire whole world because of these the teachings that he has brought unto us. I am expecting us from maybe next year, we'll go to East Africa as a whole. That is my expectation. This teaching is not for me only, but it is for the entire world. So through me and through your support, you are going to make me to go or to make him to reach the entire world. India is waiting for you, your help, through this material of teachings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So excited to be part of this. It's wonderful. It's a defining moment for my ministry. I give God all the glory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, praise God. My name is Karen Wangari from Malindi, Kenya. I'm very happy this day because I'm wearing my blessings very well because of what the Lord has done for me. I'm really grateful for the training that is going on. I'm receiving a lot of materials, healing, forgiveness, everything taking place according to God's will in my life. This year, February, I had a cyst which was confirmed by the doctors, and I also saw it. I felt like, oh my God, what was going to happen? But through these teachings, I felt the hand of God for healing. Through Pastor Andy, he led us into a prayer of healing and believing. What I did, I just received. And after a week, because the doctors told me to go back after a week to go and for the scan again. To my amazement, there was no cyst. I was completely healed, and I give God glory back to God. And I'm really grateful because I'll continue. I know when I'm here on earth, I'm just continuing the work that the Lord has already done. I'm really grateful. May you be blessed with this testimony, which I'm giving it with a lot of joy, knowing that I'm healed and completely healed. Even you back there, thinking that God cannot do something, He can do. If He healed me, He can also heal you. Just receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
The way I say it. But the problem is that some of the pastors, they are not having this knowledge. So what they are giving to people is not the right message of the gospel they are giving to people. So I urge that those people who have stood with this training, that they may God help them to continue and assist us, so that next we are going to find out those pastors who have not trained, so that we mobilize them, we bring them to train, so that they can give the message that is supposed to be done on the ground to other people.
I want to thank God.
I thank all the organizers, the support that we have received. I give all the God all the glory.
God bless you. God, you're good. We are so much blessed.
So the way we're going to do this is we can have Pastor Andy and Mary right here, and they can turn toward the cross, and we'll lay hands on them. And what we'll do is I'll let you go ahead and pray, and when I feel there's an opportunity for me to close, I'll close in prayer. So let's go ahead and pray. And all of you, too, please join in prayer. Please do that. And if I can have... Keith, can you start off for us, please?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, what a great day. Thank you for having Andy and Mary come and show us a whole new side that maybe perhaps we've forgotten about the ministry of Christ and the power of His Word and His teaching. And Lord, we just ask you to bless Andy and Mary as they continue to take this ministry not only to Kenya, but from the sounds of it, all over the world.
God, we're just reminded of your incredible power that is demonstrated throughout the world. And we thank you so much for the miracles that we've heard of today. We thank you for just this extension of Alaska, of the Presbyterian Church, of the work that's going on in these lives of specifically Africans right now. But God, thank you for just that bigger reminder to be connected to the church worldwide. And thank you for Andy and Mary and their active participation, God, in bringing a deeper understanding of your word to your people.
Father, we ask you to continue to bless Andy's ministry and to take this ministry, Lord, and to multiply it in these areas of Africa and wherever you will for it to go, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for the work you're doing through Andy and Mary. They've certainly walked through the fire in trying to follow you over the years. Lord, we ask you to lift any burdens from them now, to draw them even closer to you, Lord, to give them clarity in their mission for you, to give them discernment, and Lord, to give them your peace that passes all understanding.
Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ.
And Father, thank you so much for giving us this beautiful day, this day of celebration, a day to celebrate your goodness, your love, and the beautiful ways that you use us as a part of your great mission in the world. And Father, we do. We sit here and we just thank you for the connection that we have with Pastor Andy and Mary. And I pray, we all pray, that they'll continue just to be led by your Spirit with regard to where to go and how to present themselves and how to bring the good word of your Son, Jesus Christ, into their lives. And Father, we're also reminded, too, that all of us here, we have a mission. That when we walk out of this door, wherever we go into the community, with our family, whatever, our business, our work, you want us to be missionaries there. You want us to be reflecting your goodness, your love, your care in these people's lives, and look for those opportunities as you bring us to those people that are broken, people that are needing love and care from you. And help us to respond to your Spirit when we hear those opportunities. We thank you for this amazing church, this beautiful universal church. It is so good to see those brothers and sisters in Christ all the way over there. And we're all hoping one day that we'll have an opportunity to connect with them. If not here, but when we get to heaven. Again, we thank you for this opportunity to celebrate you. In Jesus' name, amen.